the coalition offensive to retake the Islamic State's self-declared capital of Raqqa began in June 2017. Over the course of 5 months, Amnesty claims the operation took more than 1,600 civilian lives. Following a two-year investigation, the group says it has gathered names for more than 1,000 of the victims and says it has verified 641 deaths on the ground in Raqqa.
This is not a situation of a few individual cases, isolated cases. It is much more systemic than that.
Amnesty worked alongside the investigative group Air Wars, spending 2 months on the ground in Raqqa, interviewing survivors and visiting strike sites. Researchers used open source and satellite data to identify when each of the more than 11,000 destroyed buildings in Raqqa was hit. They have produced a 3D virtual reconstruction of the destroyed city.
Thousands of volunteers around the world online examined more than 2 million frames of satellite imagery. At the same time, we've had our evidence lab colleagues that have partnership with several universities where we've had students examine every scrap of information that have come out of Raqqa, every video, every Facebook posting where people were, you know, posting condolences over dead relatives.
Rivera says some of the coalition attacks were effectively indiscriminate.
US forces boasted that they had used more artillery in Raqqa than in any place at any time since the Vietnam War. That is nothing to be proud of because the risk for civilian is unacceptable. And on the air-delivered munition, the munition was precise, but any, you know, precision munition is only as precise as your intelligence.
In its propaganda videos, Islamic State portrayed Raqqa as the utopian capital of its self-styled caliphate. Amnesty says the terror group used civilians as human shields, mined exit routes from the city, and shot at those trying to flee. But the researchers say coalition forces must also acknowledge responsibility for the scale of the casualties. In response to the evidence it has presented, Amnesty says coalition forces have acknowledged far fewer civilian deaths. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.